No one can say where the Ke Aloha investigation will end, but one thing is apparent. The indictment and arrest of the former police chief and his city prosecutor were only the beginning of a new phase. Five HPD officers have been arrested, and one has already pled guilty. A new federal grand jury has been impaneled, and a special prosecutor is returning to Hawaii to continue an investigation that could grow to include the Honolulu Prosecutor's Office. Reporter Nick Gruby has more in today's Reality Check from Civil Beat. Good morning, Nick.
Hi, thanks for having me.
This, Watergate started with a third-rate burglary, and this started with the theft of a mailbox, but these things have a way of growing and growing, especially when they go federal, don't they?
Yeah, well, really, this mailbox was the keyhole into this entire alleged conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
It allowed the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office to sort of start looking into whether or not there was more corruption within the Honolulu Police Department, and it sort of allowed them to flip over a bunch of rocks and pursue what they found underneath those rocks. And, while it started with an alleged frame job for the mailbox theft, it's now turned into a much larger conspiracy in which the former head of the Honolulu Police Department and some of his elite officers are accused of destroying evidence, falsifying police reports, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, it is now also raising questions about what's going on in the city Honolulu Prosecuting Attorney's Office, since that's where former Police Chief Louis Kealoha's wife, Catherine, used to work. Still works there. Sorry, excuse me.
The complaint document looks at a whole what almost seems like a culture of corruption involving a great many people and extending well beyond this one alleged frame job. Yeah,
right. I mean, what the indictment shows are a lot of allegations, including those related to bank fraud as well as stealing money from minors allegations of stealing money from minors who Catherine Ke Aloha had guardianship over, and that it shows that the Ke Alohas used this money, whether it's from the minors or from other family members who she's alleged to have taken money from, to sort of promote their own lavish lifestyle, including payments for a Maserati and Mercedes-Benz and a $26,000 party for Louis Ke Aloha in 2009 after he was named as the police chief of one of the largest police departments in the country.
All this all of this was highly visible, and you would think that there would perhaps have been some red flags when your police chief's driving a Maserati. That's a little bit beyond a lot of police chief's salaries.
Yeah, what I think is interesting about this entire case is the sheer lack of oversight that was in place. I mean, you have a Honolulu Police Commission whose job it is to monitor the police chief and his actions, yet throughout his career, Louis Ke Aloha was considered a great employee, and he always had high marks. You also had the Honolulu Prosecuting Attorney's Office not really doing its job to monitor whether or not Catherine Ke Aloha was on the up and up. So there were a lot of people who were paying attention that just didn't notice what was happening.
The feds are paying attention now, and they don't have any local allegiances, so that'll color their investigation. Thanks very much, Nick, for talking with us.
All right, thanks for having me.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Nick Gruby.